You will come and pierce our hearts.
Riandriamanitra raha io raha hijery ny teninao izay amin'ny ity maraindry ity dia mivavaka hoe tongava tena tsondromo ny fonay.
Convict us.
Reseho lahatra izahay.
And help us to change.
Ary ampio izahay mba hiova.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
A.W. Tozer.
A.W. Tozer.
He said, our only hope is that we can change.
Then laza hoe ny fanantenana tokana izay ananantsika dia hoe afaka miovitsika.
Because God doesn't change.
Satria Andriamanitra tsy miova.
What that means is there's a big difference between you and God.
Ny dikan'izay dia hoe misy fahasamihafana lehibe mihitsy ny aminao sy Andriamanitra.
You're supposed to be more like him.
Ianao ny tokony hoe hiova, hitovy aminazy bebe kokoa.
And he will not become more like you.
Fa izy tsy ho lasa me hitovy aminao.
God will not change.
Tsy hiova Andriamanitra.
So our only hope is that we change.
Ka ny fanantenana tokana nanantsika dia hoe isika no miova.
This morning I want to continue in our series on the gospel.
Am timaranty ambola te itoy am le fampianaratsika mitoy any am filazantsara.
What I want you to hear this morning is that the gospel requires that we change.
Arinty ko renao am timaranty te hoe ny filazantsara dia mitaky atsika mba hiova.
Some things are automatic by the power of God.
Ny sasany atonga dia tonga eo ny eo no ny herin'Andriamanitra.
But some things are progressive by our repentance and our changing to obey God.
Fan sasany any kosa dia mandeha miandalana arakaraky ny fibebahantsika sy fakatoavantsika an'Andriamanitra.
When the gospel comes,
rehefa tonga ny filazantsara,
and it comes alive in someone's heart, it impacts them.
Dia tonga velona ao anatin'ny fon'ny olona ary manatratra anazy.
When you're born again,
dia lasa nateraka indray ianao.
You were spiritually dead and now you're spiritually alive.
Ianao teo aloha maty ara-panahy dia izao ianao velona ara-panahy.
God adopts you into his family.
Tena tsangan'Andriamanitra ho zanany ao anatin'ny fianakaviana ianao.
And he takes you just as you are.
Dia le mahay ianao anao io a, ianao io mihitsy ny tonga dia nalainy.
And then he starts to teach you his ways.
Dia manomboka ampianariny ny lalany ianao.
And slowly we are conformed to the image of Christ. But we all start out somewhere. And that somewhere is far from where we're supposed to be. Our eternity is secured in Christ. But where we're at is not where we need to be.
Arle mbola misy antsika amin'izao tsy eo isika ny tokony eo.
And so what God wants to do is bring you into a family.
Ka nataon'Andriamanitra izany dia ampidirina eo anatin'ilay fianakaviana ianao.
Which is his family.
Le fianakaviana io.
And we can describe it.
Dia azontsika fariparitana ilay izy.
It's the people of God.
Izany hoe le olon'Andriamanitra.
The family of God.
Le fianakavian'Andriamanitra.
It's his temple.
In tempulen.
It's his bride.
Ny fofombadiny.
It's the body of Christ.
Lay vatan'i Kristy.
It's the church.
Le fengonana.
It's a holy nation.
Lay firenena masintsika.
It's a people who are set apart.
Le olana vana.
It's a new community.
Ary lay fiarahamonina vaovao.
And this is what God is doing. He's building a new community.
Ary ny zavatra ataon'Andriamanitra dia manorina fiarahamonina vaovao izy.
He doesn't just save you and leave you on your own.
Tsy hoe ny vonjeny fotsiny ianao dia avelany tokamonina eo.
He saves you into his body.
Fa no vonjeny ianao ho ao amin'ny tenany.
Into his family.
Ao anatin'ny fianakaviany.
Into a community.
Ao anatin'ny fiarahamonina.
And I want to talk about this new community.
Ary te hiresaka an'izany.
Because the new community, the people of God, actually have a purpose.
Satile fiarahamonina vaovao le olon'Andriamanitra dia misy tanjony.
It would have been much easier to go straight to heaven.
Ary mora be mihitsy le hoe tonga dia nivantana nakany an-danitra.
And leave behind the world and all its pain and problems.
Dia navela taty le izao tontolo izao sy ny olana sy ny hirifiriny.
But that wouldn't be very loving to everyone else.
Kanefa izany tsy dia tena hoe be fitiavana ho an'ny hafa.
Because this community God saved you into.
Satria ity fiarahamonina izay namonjen'Andriamanitra anao ity a.
Has actually been brought into Jesus' mission.
Dia nampidirina ho ao anatin'ny misiona an'i Jesosy,
which is to seek and to save the lost,
izay hoe hikatsaka sy hitady ny very,
to build a new healthy culture,
ary anorina kolotsaina salama tsara anankiray,
that represents the kingdom of God,
izay mampiseho taratra amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra,
and it's on earth,
ety an-tany le izy,
and we want it to be on earth as it is in heaven,
ary tiantsika le izy hoe ety an-tany tahaka ny any an-danitra.
So we want to represent God and His nature. In how we deal with one another. How we love our wives. How we submit to our husbands. How we share with others. How we speak. In our actions. We want to model the kingdom of God. And we want to preach and proclaim the gospel to others who have not yet heard. And so I said a while back, what you saved into is more important than what you saved out of. But many of us didn't realize what God's actually
doing.
You didn't really have a good developed view of what this new community is for.
Mbola tsy mivelatra tsara ny fomba fijerintsika an'ilay hoe inona tokoa moa ny anton'ity fiarahamonina ity.
Sometimes you get saved thinking Jesus is coming to help you.
Indraindray ianao mieritreritra hoe vovonjy ianao toy izy anao hoe tonga hamonjy, tonga hikaraka anampy anahy Andriamanitra.
Oh, for sure he's helping you.
Mazava ho azy aloha anampy anao izy.
He's rescuing you from certain death.
Tena hoe nanavitra anao tamin'ny karazam-pahafatesana izy.
But it's much more than that.
Fa mbola mihoatra lavitra noho izany.
He's actually recruiting you.
Fa ohatrany hoe manoratra anao izy a.
To come and join his mission.
Mba hiditra ao anatin'le misiony.
To become a co-laborer who works alongside him.
Mba ho lasa mpiara-miasa aminy.
To join his army.
Mba hiditra ao anatin'le tafika misy azy.
Which is the captain and he gives orders.
Ary izy ny kapteny izany dia izy ny manome baiko.
And so when you get saved, you don't get to stay the same.
Ka rehefa voavonjy ianao dia tsy tokony hoe hijanona mitovy amin'iny teo aloha iny foana eo ianao.
Everything about your life has to be rearranged.
Ny zavatra rehetra momba ny fiainanao dia tokony mila me alamy mandray.
Your life was like this. There were things scattered there. There's something.
Ny fiainanao dia ohatran'izao hoe nisy zavatra miparitaka ohatra ohatra hoe misy zavatra ray teto.
Yes, something else.
Dia eto koa misy zavatra anankiray hafa.
Yes, something else.
Dia eto koa misy zavatra anankiray hafa.
And God says, I want to take your whole life.
Dia hoy izy Andriamanitra, tiako alaina daholo mihitsy ilay fiainanao iray manontolo.
And you need to cooperate with me.
Dia mila miara-miasa amiko ianao.
As you adjust your life.
Dia rehefa hoe alaminao ilay fiainanao.
You line up your money.
Na ataonao mahitsy tsara ny ara-bolanao.
In line with the kingdom.
Ataovy mira zotra amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
You take your marriage.
De raisinao koa ilay fanambadianao.
And you start to sort it out so it can serve the kingdom.
De mila alaminao koa iny mba hahafahanio manompo an'ilay fanjakana.
Line it up in line with the kingdom.
Ataovy mira zotra amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra koa iny.
You look at the relationships you have.
De jerevanao daholo ny fifandraisana rehetra nananao.
You line them up.
Dia ataonao mahitsy mirazotra koa iny.
With the kingdom's goals.
Mba hirazotra amin'ilay tanjon'ny fanjakana.
You look at your dreams.
Dia jerevanao ny nofinofinao.
Your ambitions.
Ny zavatra ohatrany hoe manery anao.
You line them up with the kingdom of God.
Dia ataonao mahitsy mirazotra mitovy amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
To say that everything must serve the purposes of my King, Jesus.
Dia hoy izy ianao hoe ny zavatra rehetra dia mila manompo ny tanjon'ilay mpanjakana.
You're a single man.
Tovolahy ianao.
Then you take your sexual appetite.
De raisinao le fanirinao ara-pananahana iny a.
And you line it up for the kingdom of God.
Da ataonao mahitsy iny irazotra amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
You say, how will I live?
Dia hoy izy ianao ahoana izany ny fomba fiainako?
To honor God.
Mba hanomezako voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
How does God expect me to treat a woman?
Ahoana koa no fiandrandran'Andriamanitra anahy mba hoe fomba fikarakarako vehivavy?
As a princess, as a daughter of the king.
Le hoe princesa zanaky ny mpanjaka vavy.
You used to be addicted to something. Even rice. And you say, I will submit that to the kingdom of God. The kingdom is greater than everything in your life. God may say to you, I want you to go somewhere. Or I want you to give up something. It's for the kingdom. And so when you get saved into a community, and this community is on a mission with Jesus. The disciples were asking Jesus, when are you going to return? When is the coming of your age? When's the end of things in this world? And Jesus challenged them for perseverance. He said
there
are going to be wars and rumors of war.
There'll
be famines and earthquakes.
There'll
be false Christs. People preaching deceptive messages. And he says these are just the beginnings of the birth pangs. People will be persecuted because of Jesus. And then in Matthew 24, verse
14,
he says, as a last point, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. So the gospel will be preached as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. So what should we be focusing on? ISIS and wars in Syria and Iraq. Jesus doesn't even name them. He says they'll be all over the place. That's the periphery, that's the out there, surrounding. It's not the core, it's not the center. He says this gospel will be preached to the whole world. And then the end will come. So the important thing is that the church recognizes the gospel is the message. That ushers in the return of Jesus. You
want to
shorten the suffering?
Ratina wafuezna le fangir frin.
Preach the gospel faster. That's what's holding back Jesus' return. The church has not taken the gospel seriously enough. In Matthew 28, verse
19,
this is so well known, it should come to mind. We call it the Great Commission. Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. Where are you doing this? Go and make disciples of all nations. That word nations, it means ethnos, it means people groups. Tribes. Do you have tribes in Madagascar? How many are there? How many? 18. More or less.
Yo, yo.
Some people may argue that they're not part of those people, they're better than those people.
Maybe
there's a tribe within a tribe.
See,
there are tribes around us that the gospel needs to go to. Just because you're on an island does not mean that God changed the gospel for you. The gospel is apostolic. It's about being sent to others. So Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So there's a job to do. Go make disciples. Baptize them. Teach them to obey. That's a commission. So the church has a mandate. And we see in Acts chapter 1,
in
verse 8, Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Ah, we want the power.
Ay, milan leyer, say.
You watch Christian television.
Ay, ya, itzeri, tele Christian, say.
They have meetings where they want to show off how much of the power of God is in their meeting.
Tena mana na fivrina jareo, say, apse un jareo, ite rani am lewe, wotane wana ne peta kni, yerea, changa, refa mano fivrimbava kar jareo.
Someone comes in a wheelchair.
Misula midra miara kamna le, chaise roulante rain.
And he jumps up, healed.
And
1,000 people cheer. It's great. But if that's your view of the power of God, your view is too small. God wants to change whole communities. And the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the result is, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is Jesus saying that he wants the church to be a witness to him. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Where?
Eyes.
Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If you looked on the map, all Jesus is saying is it starts where you are, and it spreads out further and further. Jerusalem was where the Jews lived. And that was the same culture, the same language, everything the same. Judea was a little further. It was their neighbors. They still spoke the same language. But by the time you got to Samaria, the Samaritans were another culture. And they had their own customs.
Ary zareo koa dia manana ny fomba mampanaondry zareo manokana.
And Jews didn't like them.
Ary ny Jews tsy tia ny zareo.
They actually hated them.
Ary zareo raha ny tena izy nankahala ny zareo.
Didn't want anything to do with them.
Iza koa ny te hoe tsy te hiaraka amin'ireo mihitsy ry zareo.
And the ends of the earth.
Dia ilay hoe faran'ny tany a.
Was so far that the Jews didn't even go there.
Dia tena hoe lavitra be an'ny Jews. Ny Jews ary tsy mandeha makany.
They didn't do business there. They didn't go on holiday there.
Tsy nandeha nanao asa mandraratany zareo sady tsy nanao vakansa tany.
So Jesus said you have to go right out from where you are comfortable.
Ka ny zavatra tenenin'i Jesosy izany dia hoy izy hoe mila ianao mandeha mivoaka miala ihany koa izany eo amin'ilay toerana mampahazo aina anao.
To meet other people.
Mandeha miona amin'ny olona hafa.
That you don't like.
Ilay olona tsy tianao.
And that's where you'll be my witnesses.
Any ianao ozy a no anao hijoro vavolombelona ho anahy.
A witness to your friends.
Hijoro vavolombelona amin'ny namanao ianao.
And a witness to the foreigners.
Ary hijoro vavolombelona amin'ireo vahiny hafa tsy fantatrao koa.
This new community has a mandate. That's a job to do. But in order to get this job right, we have to have the correct identity. How you see yourself has to change. It has to change. And so the new community has a mandate, but it also has a new identity. If you have your Bible with you, open it to Galatians chapter 3.
Raha aminao ny Baibolinao dia sokafa ao amin'ny Galatiana toko fahatelo.
This is the core text of my sermon.
Ity any tena ohatrany hoe ivo n'ilay toriteny izay ataoko.
I want you to see Galatians chapter 3 from verse 26 to 29.
Tiko a jerevanao a le Galatiana toko fahatelo a.
From verse 26 to 29.
Dia jerevantsika manomboka amin'ny andininy fa Galatiana toko fahatelo dia ny andininy fa enina amby roapolo hatramin'ny fahasivy amby roapolo. Fa ianareo rehetra dia zanak'Andriamanitra amin'ny finoanan'i Kristy Jesosy. Fa nahaizana aiza ianareo no natao batisa ho an'ny Kristy dia nitafy an'i Kristy. Tsy misy intsony na jiosy na grika na andevo na tsy andevo na lahy sy vavy fa iray ihany ianareo rehetra ao amin'i Kristy Jesosy. Fa raha an'i Kristy ianareo dia taranak'i Abrahama sy mpandova araka ny teny fikasana.
Galatians tells us that we are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Hoy izy ny Galatiana mitsika hoe zanak'Andriamanitra no ny amin'ny finoantsika ao amin'i Kristy, finoantsika an'i Kristy.
All of you who were baptized into Christ.
Dia hoy izy hoe ianareo rehetra izay natao batisa ho an'i Kristy.
Are those who have put on Christ.
Izay hoe nitafy an'i Kristy, nametraka an'i Kristy ao aminy.
It's a question of how you've been saved.
Ilay izany hoe nivovonjy ianao a.
You've taken on Christ's identity.
Then rise now zany le identity na le hoe maizy azy an'i Kristy.
You've been baptized.
Natao batisa ianao.
You are now a disciple of Jesus.
So ianao mpianatra Jesosy.
And in this thing where we are, this all of us.
Dia ao amin'io zany le hoe isika rehetra rehetra ao.
There is neither Jew nor Greek.
Dia tsy misy intsony hoe na Grika na Jiosy.
That for a Jew like Paul to say.
Izany a olona jiosy tahaka an'i Paoly no niteny an'izany.
For him to say there's neither Jew nor Greek.
Ho anazy a hoe niteny an'izany hoe tsisy na jiosy na Greek.
Took a huge amount of change in their thinking.
Tena nitondra fiovana lehibe ny mpampana tao amin'ny fieritreretany tao mihitsy izany.
That would be if that was put here in Madagascar.
Raha izany ohatra no apetraka hoe aty a Madagasikara izany.
It would mean a Christian could never say vaza again. You couldn't, because how would you identify?
tsy tokony ianao an'izay tsony ianao satria ahoana ary zany no hoe fomba amaritanao maizy azy ndray iny
in the family of God
ao anatin'le hoe fianakavian'andriamanitra zany
but it's about how you see humanity
dia le fomba fijerinao ny olombelona mihitsy koa
there's neither Jew nor Greek
tsy misy tsony na Jews na Greek
there's no difference
tsy misy fahasamihafana
there's no way to tell
tsy misy mihitsy zany ahafahana miteny hoe ty hafa
so you would have to lose the term vazaha
ka tokony no avelanao koa zany le fomba fiteny hoe vazaha
because I couldn't be a vazaha if I'm your brother
satria tsy tokony ho vazaha raha ohatra ka hoe rahalahinao na anadahanao
I couldn't be
tsy tokony ho izany
I cease to exist that way in your thinking
eo amin'ny fieritreretanao dia tokony tsy ho izany tsony mombana
and I would have to stop saying These gassies.
Tesa koza mila mitsatra antena reto malagasy reto.
These guys.
Rizala reto.
Are actually my people.
Farsreo kaya role wolko.
I am them and they are me.
Sarsareo ary sareo za.
That's what the kingdom of God wants to achieve in how we see others.
Isain tin le fanjakan'Andriamanitra tratrarina eo amin'ny fomba fahitantsika ny hafa.
And it's easy for you to think of it out there as Jews and Greeks.
De mora be wanao meritretra amin'ny lezy hoe any ananan'anany zany le hoe Jews Greeks zany.
But it could just as well be any tribe in Madagascar.
Fa le izy mety hoe le resaka foko samy foko eto Madagasikara ihany koa.
And any other tribe.
Sy le fomba foko hafa isan-karazany koa.
You don't get to see each other tribally anymore.
Tsy tokony fankahita intsony nareo hoe ty foko anona dia ty foko izao.
You can't look at the guy.
Dia tsy tokony hijery an'ilay olona ianao.
And you're trying to gauge how dark Brownie is.
And you're looking
at his features to see, did he come from the highlands or did he come from the coast? Does he look more Merina or more Sakalava? Darn those Sakalava, we could never get them under our foot. All the other tribes were conquered. In Christ Jesus, it's removed completely. We are one. But this transition doesn't happen spontaneously. It takes place slowly. When Jesus, I want you to understand how big the difference was between Jew and Greek. Or a Jew and anyone else. There was a time when a Canaanite woman came to Jesus. So she was one of the original inhabitants of Canaan, her ancestry. Joshua, remember he crossed the Jordan to enter Canaan? And they were supposed to destroy all the Canaanites. The enemies of God's people. So a Canaanite woman comes to Jesus. And she says her daughter's demon possessed. Please help Jesus, please help me. And Jesus says to her, I've come to the lost sheep of Israel. And she says this. Even the dogs get to eat the crumbs that fall off the table. She's saying, Your people, Jews, see my people as dogs. But even the dogs get the crumbs.
And
Jesus turns to her and says, Your faith is awesome. You've seen something beyond the society you're part of. You've seen an inheritance in Jesus that you can have. And her daughter is healed. So Jesus did something for a Canaanite. Jesus also taught the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan was the good guy in the story. No Jewish story had that in it before Jesus. The Samaritan's always the bad guy in the story. But Jesus said, look, this is how you love your neighbor. Across society's boundaries. The Samaritan helped the Jew. Jesus blessed the Canaanite woman. How does it happen? Jesus demonstrated the nature of the kingdom is not racial, it's not segregated.
And
the early church went on a journey. After they received the Holy Spirit, they preached the gospel. But almost exclusively, they were preaching from Jews to Jews. And the gospel spreading, and so is the persecution. But then we get to Acts chapter 10. And in Acts chapter 10, we meet a man named Cornelius. He's a centurion in the Italian regiment. It means he's not a Jew, he's a Roman. The Jews aren't even allowed to touch a guy like Cornelius. They aren't allowed in his home. Because he's seen as unclean. And Cornelius, he gets an angelic visitation. And he's told to invite Peter to come and speak to him. What's amazing is at the same time, Peter has a heavenly vision. He's feeling hungry. And suddenly he sees a vision. And in his vision, there's all these different types of animals on a sheet. And some of those animals are considered totally unclean. Jews didn't eat pork. They don't. Like Muslims don't. They see the animal as unclean. Forbidden by the law. Fadi deluxe. A real fadi. A serious one. You do not do that. You don't even touch that creature. And then Peter hears the voice, go kill and eat. He says, no ways. No, can't do it. Three times. Peter, it's always three times with him. So eventually he gets it. The line that he's told is, what Don't say what God has made clean is unclean.
De zon fona mango na fernese, aza tono utsi matiu an zavata se tene nante mantra we matiu.
He's been prepared.
Numanis.
The truth has come, but he doesn't get the meaning of it fully yet.
Efa tunga lefa marina na fambula tsiazun tsara ni evtule iz.
What happens next is interesting.
Nzavatan tanga torina zaide na alin.
He goes to see Cornelius.
Lasis nandena mangan Corneliu, Corneliu.
He goes, they have this meeting.
Tena nisa le fivrina na tontraro tau.
Which is already breaking the boundaries and the social customs.
Yin zane efa na maksa de lotane efta mapsarakan le resaka le fumba fumba ntraro.
And Cornelius gets saved.
Devo funza I Corneliu.
I want to find out where the line is. Acts 10:34. Acts 10:34 and 35.
Andin fa evatramtelopolo azy fa dimy amtelopolo. Ary Petera no lobavaka nanao hoe hitako marina tokoa izao fa tsy misy fa tsy mizaha tavan'olona Andriamanitra fa amin'ny firenena rehetra izay olona matahotra azy ka manana ny marina no ankasitrahany.
God doesn't show favoritism.
Tsy mizaha tavan'olona Andriamanitra.
He accepts men from every nation.
Ekena avokoa ny olona rehetra na firenena avy aiza na avy aiza ny viny.
Couple of verses later, Peter explains.
Verse 38.
Jesus didn't only heal Jews.
He came
to heal all who were under the power of the devil. Suddenly Peter realizes. Jesus' ministry was to everybody. We're not only called to the Jews, we're called to the Gentiles also. And so, what happens later? Look at verse 44 to verse 48.
Rambulan laza izan ten san peter ate ni laza katam zereeta nandre ni teni ni fanay masen ari talanzna ni minu isan fofura izan yara katam peter satri ni laza katam zentlisa kun ni fan mezan ten fanay masen fanandre azi ni ten tam ni ten tsfantata sinan kalaza nandre mantis ten amal peter kananawe mu misyul lama azo mandrara ny rano tsy hanaovana batisa ireo izay efa nandray ny fanahy masina tahaka antsika koa dia nasainy natao batisa amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy Kristy izy ary nangatahin'ireo mba hitoetra ao amin'ny andro vitsivitsy izy.
Peter does this revolutionary thing of sharing the gospel with the Gentiles.
Then anaita ntutune fanambaranti Peter we mfizarana ny filazantsara amireo gentlis.
In specific Cornelius.
Ary dia tao moa na tena hoe Cornelium no voafaritra tamin'izay.
And suddenly the Holy Spirit comes.
Dia tampotampoka teo dia nitonga ny fanahy masina.
And the Holy Spirit falls upon all of these guys. Just like happened to the Jews at Pentecost.
So
the Jews start saying, well, if God has accepted them, then they must really be saved. They must be born again too. So we can baptize them. And so we see the gospel now spreads beyond the Jews to all the Gentiles.
Ny elia tany akoatra ny Jiosy na kany amin'ny Gentilisa.
In Acts 11,
ao amin'ny asan'ny apostoly toko faraky ambe folo,
you see some people that don't agree with it.
De mahita tsika olona sasatsasany izay tsy niombon-kevitra tamin'izany.
And others that do.
Fa nisy kosa ny hafa izay niombon-kevitra tamin'ilay izy.
Now the ones that accepted everybody.
De ireo izay hafa izay hoe nanaiky ny rehetrarehetra teo,
they went on preaching to the Gentiles.
De lasa zareo nandeha nitorina kany amin'ny gentilisa.
And it tells us that the God confirmed his favor on them.
Ary dia milaza mitsika hoe Andriamanitra nanamafy ny fampahitany fitiana azy ireo.
In that many more were added.
Dia nisy be da be nanampy ny isan'izy ireo.
And you had a church form at Antioch.
Dia nanomboka nisy fiangonana nitsangana tao Antioch.
And unlike Jerusalem.
Dia tsy tahaka ny tany Jerusalem.
Antioch as a church was mixed.
Fa ny fiangonana tao Antioka kosa dia tena mifangaro be.
Jews and Gentiles.
Jews sy Gentiles.
Jews and Greeks.
Jews, Greek.
Multiple nationalities.
Tena hoe karazana nasionalite be da be mitao.
And the Bible says something very interesting.
Ary nisy zavatra tena mahaliana ny tenenin'ny Baiboly tao.
It says it's at Antioch that they were first called Christians.
Ary Antioka no nantsoina voalohany indrindra hoe Christian.
Antioch becomes a base church.
Ary Antioka no lasa ohatran'ny hoe fiangonana fototra.
A model church.
Fiangonana modely.
A gospel fruitful church.
Ary fiangonana izay tena hoe ny roborobo ny filazantsara tao.
It has to do with the understanding of the gospel being for all nations.
Ary izany dia niainga tamin'ilay fahazahoany hoe ny filazantsara dia ho an'ny firenena rehetra na hoe nation rehetrarehetra.
I'm nearly finished.
Efa kely sisa dia ho vita.
But I want to say to you something quite interesting to make this personal.
Fa tena te ilaza zavatra mahaliana aminareo mba hahatonga ilay izy tena manokana.
Peter, who actually ushered in this change,
I Petera izay nampandroso an'izany fiovana izany,
still personally struggled with the issue of Jews and Gentiles.
De mbola sahirana ihany koa izy tamin'ilay resaka hoe Jews sy Gentiles.
Because after all this took place,
fa satria tao aorianany hoe nitrangana izao zavatra rehetrarehetra izao,
Peter carried on ministering primarily to Jews.
De mbola nitoy hatrany foana a Petera ny voalohany raharaho anazy ny toriny dia ny Jiosy.
Paul was raised up as a minister to the Gentiles, as an apostle to the Gentiles.
Ary Paul dia nitsangana izy ohatrany hoe nitory tamin'ireo Gentilisa nanao ny asa fanompoana tamin'ny Gentilisa.
And later on, Paul has a fight with Peter.
Ary tatio aoriana I Paul dia niady tamin'ny Petera.
And this is what happens.
Solia zavatra antranga.
Peter has friends.
Nana naman Petera.
From Jerusalem.
Avy any Jerusalem.
Jewish friends.
Namana Jews ireo.
And he has friends who are Gentiles.
De izy koa nana namana Gentiles.
So it seems like he's understood the gospel.
De azo ohatrany hoe fahitana le izany ohatrany hoe azo ny tsara le filazantsara.
But then while he was with his Gentile friends.
Fa rehefa le izy le niaraka tamin'le namany le Gentiles teo,
he heard that some of his old hometown friends were coming.
Tena ieno izy hoe ho avy a le namany avy any amin'ny tananan'ny tany aloha tany izany ho avy.
Jewish friends.
Namany Jiosy ireo namany ireo.
And when they came to see Peter.
Dia rehefa tonga namangy anazy ireo namany ireo nijery an'i Petera.
Peter kind of pretended not to know his Gentile friends.
Dia nanomboka nitondra teny Petera ohatrany hoe tsy nahalala ny reto namanyilay Gentilis reto.
He became a bit more Jewish, a bit less friendly.
De nanomboka letsy de namana tsara tamindrareo izy fa lasa ohatrany hoe nitondra tena ohatrany Jiosy tsy namana tamindrareo.
And Paul makes an accusation in Galatians chapter 2.
De tao amin'ny Galatianina toko faharoa Petera Paoly de niteny anazy.
In Galatians 2 verse 14. He said, when I saw they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, you are a Jew, you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? So read Galatians 2 verse 14.
De izao no nitenenin'i Paoly anazy ao amin'ny Galatianina toko faharoa dia nandininy fahefatra ambin'ny folo. Fa rehefa hitako fa tsy nandeha mahitsy araka ny fahamarinan'ny filazantsara ireo dia hoy izaho tamin'ny Kefasy teo anatrehan'ny olona rehetra. Raianao izay tena Jiosy aza no manao tahaka ny fanaon'ny gentilisa fa tsy tahaka ny fanaon'ny Jiosy nahoana ny gentilisa no terenao anao tahaka ny fanaon'ny Jiosy.
Look at verse 12. Read verse 12.
Ndona jerevantsika eo amin'ny toko fa andininy faharoambin'ny folo hoe fa raha fony tsy mbola tonga ny sasany avy tany amin'ny Fa raha fony tsy mbola tonga ny sasany avy tany amin'ny Jakoba dia niara nihinana tamin'ny gentilisa ihany izy fa no nitongy ireo dia niatakataka izy ka niala satria natahotra ny fomba ny famorana izy momba ny famorana.
Peter used to eat with the Gentiles.
I Petera zany niara nihinana tamin'ireo gentilisa ireo izy.
That's very social, eh?
Zany ohatra ny resaka sosialy be
mihitsy ny sistema.
Hoe miara misakafo ry zareo.
When the Jews came,
fa rehefa tonga amin'izay ilay Jiosy,
he withdrew.
Dia niatakataka izy.
And started to try and make the Gentiles do what the Jews do.
Dia nanomboka izy na ohatra ny hoe nampanao an'ireto gentilisa hanao tahaka an'ilay Jiosy.
He was trying to hold on to his Jewish identity.
Niezaka izy niazo na mafy an'ilay ohatra ny hoe identité any amin'ny maha-Jiosy azy.
Also trying to minister to the Gentiles.
Dia nefany izy miezaka ihany koa mba manao asa fanompoana amin'ilay gentilisa.
And he was messing it up.
Dia nakorontany ilay izy.
Paul accused him of having racism in his heart still.
Then, ohatrany hoe niendrikendry amin'ny Paul izy hoe mbola misy fizahatavan'olana ohatrany hoe fanavakavahana ao anatin'ny fonao ao.
Because you're changing your behavior.
Satria ianao nanova ny fihetsikao.
Back to how you used to behave.
Ny verina nakany amin'ilay fomba fitondratenanao teo aloha.
You are okay with being friends with these guys?
Tsy nampaninanao no namana tamin'ireto olo ireto.
Until the rest of your family arrived.
Pandrapatonga ny ambiny tamin'ireo fianakavianao.
And now you're suddenly withdrawing from them.
Dia zao ianao tapitampoka dia lasa niatakataka andry zareo.
This is a very deep issue.
Tena zavatra zava-misy tena lalina izany.
Because for some of us,
satria ho an'ny sasany amintsika,
we think we can hold on to our identity.
Indray tsika mbola meritreritra mbola azo tsika tazomina mafy ihany le maisika tsika iny na le identité tsika
iny. As a Malagasy.
Le hoe amin'ny Malagasy.
Whatever tribe you are in Madagascar.
Na hoe amin'ny zao na izao tsy fantatro hoe inona ny foko misy anao eto Madagasikara.
Gladly call yourself a Christian.
Ianao faly be ianao miantso ny tenanao hoe kristianina.
And you'll be friends with everyone.
Ary dia minamana amin'ny olona rehetrarehetra ianao.
But then when your family comes.
Fa rehefa tonga ohatra ny fianakavianao.
And they start talking.
Dia manomboka miteny ry zareo.
They talk about those other people.
Dia manomboka miresaka an'ireo olona hafa ry zareo.
You join in with them.
Dia lasa koa ianao miombikevitra amin'ry zareo.
Yeah, now it's those other people.
Ah, yeah, ry zala hafa ireo.
Either those other people are your friends or they aren't.
Na ireo olona hafa ireo, na ireo namanao, na ireo tsy namanao.
And Paul's saying, don't be a hypocrite.
Dia hozy izy Paul hoe, aza me tsara velatsia.
Realize that there is no Jew, no Greek.
Fa aoka ho fantatrinareo fa tsy misy intsony na Jiosy na Grika.
But we are one in Christ.
Fa iray ihany isika ao amin'ny Kristy.
That means that the unity in Christ trumps the position of the family. It beats the position of the family.
Dikan'izany dia hoe ny toerana izay misy antsika ao amin'ny Kristy izany dia mbola nandresy lavitra an'ilay toerana izay misy antsika ao amin'izay fianakaviana misy antsika
azy. It doesn't matter what your home tribe or your home culture thinks.
Tsy mampaninona mihitsy hoe ohatr'izao ny fokony aviko na ohatr'izao ny fomba fieritreretin'ny olona avy any aminay na ohatr'izao.
Who you choose as a wife.
Niza niza fidinao ho vady.
All these things.
Na reny zavatra rehetra reny.
Reflect our attitudes.
Zany mampiseho an'ny toetrantsika daholo zany.
God wants to break it open.
Ary tian'Andriamanitra sokafana ho hita mihitsy zany.
Sometimes even a Malagasy guy.
Eny indray eny fa na dia hoe olona Malagasy ary.
Will pursue a Vazaha girl.
Mety hoe lehilahy Malagasy izy miezaka ohatrany hoe anao izay azahoana vavy vazaha.
Of course you can.
Afaka manao an'izany ianao tsy maninona.
But why?
Fa inona ny antony?
See, it can be wrong on both sides.
Metwe udisule izy eo amin'ny lafiny iray na ny lafiny iray.
If you're going after the person because they're different.
Raha ohatra anao hoe mandeha manenjika ny anankiray iny, ohatra anao hoe miezaka maka ny iray iny noho ny fahasamihafana.
Or if you're discriminating against them because they're different.
Na ianao mety hoe manohitra azy satria izy a hafa ihany koa.
It's wrong either way.
Our
eyes should change.
So
there is no Jew nor Greek.
But we are
one in Christ.
These
things have to go deep into our hearts.
It
takes time.
It
took Peter years.
It'll
take us
time.
But we must change.
Let's
pray. Heavenly Father, change the way we think about other people. Start to teach us where we have this kind of racism in our hearts. Help us to understand that the identity of the new community is that we are one in Christ.
And
start to eradicate this discrimination from our hearts, Lord. It has to go far beyond ministry.
To
the area of friendship.
Who are our
friends?
Who
are our family?
May
we find that in you.
In your
kingdom family.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.